You know, as a company, part of our ethos has become helping brands, big or small, grow their customer base for them to build relationships with people that love what they do. We don't think that there should be any barriers to doing that. When it comes to traditional online retail, we found that the sunk cost of having to buy products in bulk and in advance was a big burden for brands and oftentimes a risk that they weren't willing to take. After the purchase, someone has to pay for the pallets of product to be delivered. So when you know, what I mean is when you're buying from another brand, you actually have to say, okay, I need those 100, say, bike helmets delivered over here. And that's going to cost $2,000 for it to actually arrive. That's another cost as well. So we believe that products shouldn't be moved or shipped unless they are on the way to a customer that has already made a purchase. Having to store and ship new items can be quite challenging. Some brands don't have room in the warehouse or don't want to take on an increase in cost of their 3PL. We believe that a helmet company should be able to sell bikes, or a fashion brand should be able to sell cosmetics, or a cookware company should be able to sell olive oil and spices without knowing how to ship them or having to spend $10,000 or $25,000 on a big business-to-business order. We've removed that sunk cost and the need to ship products B2B, all while increasing average order value by offering complementary products to our brand's customers.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 104.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by the team at Rewind. You know something? Accidents can happen, and it can have a major financial impact on your business. What happens if you install an app and it messes up your theme, or you upload a product catalog with errors, or even worse, a store collaborator deletes product images by mistake? The common myth is that Shopify has a backup that you can use when something goes wrong with your store. Untrue. Myth busted. Shopify has no native backups. So what do? You use Rewind to protect your store with automated backups. Rewind should be the first app you install to protect your store against human error, misbehaving apps, or collaborators gone bad. It's like having your very own magic undo button. The Rewind app is trusted by over 30,000 businesses, from side hustlers to the biggest online retailers like Gatorade or Movement Watches. And best of all, respond to any of their welcome emails and mention the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast, and you'll get your first month of backups absolutely free. Protect your business, get peace of mind with Rewind backups. Download the app today from the Shopify App Store or by visiting rewind.io. So hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest on today's episode is Jason Goldberg, who is the president and co-founder of Caro. And they're a Shopify sales channel that helps brands partner with influencers, press, and media, and each other so they can sell more together. So let's jump into the show and learn more. So hi, Jason. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I mentioned a little bit at the top of the show, but on a high level, what does Caro do and what problem, right, in this case, probably problems, does it solve for Shopify store owners?
Caro helps brands partner with influencers, press and media, and each other. We have over 24,000 brands and 6 million influencers, making us the largest partnership platform on Shopify. And historically, we focused on helping brands discover and collaborate with influencers and press and media that already love their products. So these are influencers that have already bought from them or subscribed to their newsletter or mentioned them on social networks like Instagram. Working with influencers that already love what you do means that when they talk about your brand to their audience, it is completely authentic. They already know who you are. They're already familiar with your products. It also means that oftentimes they're willing to create content or posts in exchange for just products, not even getting paid. So keep in mind that these are products that these influencers are used to spending money on, products that they actually use, your products. And finally, this matters because now as a brand, you can take care of your most important customers. You should always know if an influencer with 10,000 or 100,000 or even a million followers just bought from your store. If you decide that you want to start working with influencers but don't know who to reach out to, or that you only want to work with influencers that genuinely care about your brand, Caro can help you realize that you already have hundreds or even thousands of influencers to collaborate with.
Yeah, I've recommended Caro to many of the brands that I manage. I get people even pinging me through social and stuff and asking about influencer marketing and kind of how to do it. Interesting to me is that these people are already your customers, and your tool actually helps understand the social footprint of people that are already buying from you. And so because of that, there is a natural outreach opportunity now based on a certain threshold or certain limits of the type of person that you'd like to work with, you believe would have enough reach. And it's interesting because the other side would be going to other networks, I'd even call them marketplaces, full of potential influencers. And really, it's a pay-to-play kind of situation. I find that to be a little bit fake, almost disingenuous a certain degree, because really, it's just an exchange of money. They may not even care about your product or have ever even used it. They haven't been seeded yet with the product. And so you take an opposite approach.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we believe that your relationships with influencers shouldn't really feel like they're advertising based. It should much more be about an influencer just sharing their genuine experience to their audience of your products. That makes sense.
Absolutely. You know, my wife recently, she was joking with me about the fact that, you know, she loves Instagram, but she's getting a little bit irritated. The ads she can kind of live with. We understand why there's Instagram ads. I tell her all about that. But on the flip side, she finds that she will mute and or unfollow some influencers if all they do is every second post is something that they're flogging. And so I think that people are getting, I think my wife is probably a perfect example of people that's what's happening to the marketplace right now. And people are getting ticked about it. And so this is a better way to help promote a brand.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all about building trust with your audience. And if you're promoting things that you don't actually like or use or know about, your fans are going to figure that out. And so we found that the best influencers will only work with brands that they genuinely love.
So Jason, tell me a bit about, I know your story, but can you tell me a little bit about the launch of Caro? And it's always nice to share with people listening today, like why people build what they build. And are you able to talk about maybe you and your co-founder and how this whole platform came to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So I met my co-founder of David Perry while we were both mentoring students that were interested in entrepreneurship at my high school. So the students were presenting a final project to me, and I was grading them. And now he was actually prepping the students to present. And it's because his daughter goes to that school and he's very involved. Great way to give back and then have that come around to you, because the principal and the headmaster said that we had to speak afterwards, and it was sort of history from there. So David has a really unique take on influencer marketing. He actually comes from the video game world, where he built video games themselves, and he also helped pave the way for cloud gaming. He sold his last three companies for around $400 million. So he has a great experience building and scaling tech companies. Also, he's a photographer and a content creator himself, and his daughter is an influencer. So I've been in this industry of influencer marketing for about 5 years, and I've worked with and interviewed some of the biggest influencers on Instagram and YouTube. And I also have a background in growth marketing, product, and e-commerce. So as we both got deeper into e-commerce and Shopify, and having grown a brand network over the years, we realized that we had a really, really special opportunity to take a hold of. And so we built an amazing team from companies like Google, Facebook, Amazon. And so the team is just fantastic. And with David's experience running companies and my understanding of our space and our team's backgrounds and capabilities, you know, we're really a unique force to be reckoned with.
That's true. I never really realized about David's background. I just knew yours. It's nice. I think that's the why partnerships work well in tech. We always use the term, you know, double down on your strengths and kind of outsource the rest. And so it sounds
absolutely.
He brings a little bit of extra value in the scalability factor in tech. And you bring more of the growth marketing and other sides to the e-commerce component.
Yeah. And he has more like a engineering background, and I have much more of a product and marketing background. So it really all comes together. He's just such a great guy to work with.
So you mentioned a little bit cryptic at the top, but you said historically Caro was focused on helping these brands discover and collaborate, but you also mentioned a little bit about partnering with each other. Are you able to share some details on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so excited to finally chat with you and your listeners about this, Steve. I know it's been a long time coming. When COVID hit, we decided to move something up in our roadmap that had been on there for a long time. And that was for us to become a cross-store sales channel on Shopify. So our brands were telling us that they had extra inventory returned to them from their brick and mortar stores and retailers, and that they wanted to expand their product catalog to be more sort of quarantine or work from home friendly. Also that they were selling out and needed more products that they could sell. You know, Steve, you could imagine that depending on what industry you're in and what products you're selling, you're either very sort of quarantine, home life friendly or not. And so on one end, if you're selling out, that means you need more products in your store. You don't want your traffic to be bouncing. And if you're not selling out, well, then you need to add products to your store that are more sort of COVID friendly, if you will. And so in response, we built and launched our brand partnerships feature that allows brands in our network to sell each other's products on each other's stores. We handle everything behind the scenes, the orders, the inventory syncing, porting over products and product details from one store to another. Everything. So now you don't have to buy, store, and ship inventory to be an online retailer. You can simply add amazing products from other great Shopify brands instantly to your store. What's great is that our brand network gets over 250 million monthly visitors. So there's quite a bit of traffic to get your products in front of.
This is a hot topic as of late because I see some brands that hit a little bit of a plateau. I mean, you gave some of the ideas here about overstock and certain things. I've seen the other side of the coin, or not having enough stock, but I also see the other side of the coin where the paid acquisition, they've maxed out as best as they believe that they can. And so they're hitting a little bit of a plateau. And the only way to increase average order value or to increase their basket size or in their lifetime value is to find complementary products. Example, let's say there's one brand that sells shoes, for example, and they want to carry another premium brand of, let's say, a handbag or other accessories. Or there's lots of opportunity with over a million Shopify stores and lots of people on your network. It's a very interesting opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been so much fun just to see and hear the feedback from sort of early beta users of this feature, because they're acquiring customers with no upfront cost. Right. And they're also on the retailing side able to add products to their store, increase their AOV without really having to buy them in bulk or learn how to ship them or anything like that.
Let's talk a bit about the other channels like Facebook and Google and Amazon and Walmart. And maybe, gosh, there's a whole list of them. And it's an important strategy to be multi-channel. That's part of what you need to do. But let's hear it from your perspective now.
You mentioned it a little bit earlier. CAC is just starting to go up and up mm-hmm. with Facebook and Google, and it sort of feels endless. And we just kept hearing that over and over from our brands. And so you take a look at Amazon as well, which is another major channel, and you can get a sale, and that's great, but you don't actually get to keep that customer. That's Amazon's customer. You're given, you know, sort of like an obfuscated email address, which is not as great as a customer record. With our new brand partnerships feature, there's no cost per click or CPM. You don't have to roll the dice on a new ad creative or a new audience. There's literally no upfront cost to acquire a customer. And we've built our tech in a way where both the supplier and the retailer get to keep the customer when a sale happens. That means if someone buys your product from your retailer's store, you both get the customer and can both realize the lifetime value of that customer. We think Facebook and Google are great. They're definitely channels that you should continue to utilize, but we believe that we built something that should be a part of every brand's channel stack. Mm. And not to mention, not every brand can afford to pay for a bunch of clicks, especially brands that are starting out. And in a world where budgets definitely feel a little tighter. So Caro is a way for you to get in front of new, fresh traffic without any upfront cost. It's funny, we just had a partnership go live where a supplying brand partnered with another brand that has hundreds of thousands of monthly visitors. And we thought to ourselves, how much would it cost to get in front of, say, 500,000 more people a month on a channel like Facebook or Google? quite a lot, you can imagine.
Yeah,
right?
No, it's insane.
Yeah. And so the fact that they could add their products to the store and they're getting in front of those people each and every day, we've just come to learn is something that's really, really special.
Yeah, I love it. I love this marketplace opportunity, and expanding your product mix, I think, is a incredibly smart tactic. And it's nice that there's tech to actually do that. Let's contrast that a little bit about maybe at some point people may be expanding out into brick and mortar, like traditional, like online retail, or even drop shipping. Are you able to maybe share some of the differences between a lot of these and how you believe Caro and this new marketplace initiatives, how it's different, this brand partnerships?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, getting into brick and mortar stores is such a big moment for brands. It's really exciting. It's really validating. It's a great thing. The problem with it is that as a brand, you have no idea who walks into that store and buys your products. you don't have a relationship with them or any way to reach out to them or remarket to them. And additionally, with COVID happening, I mean, brick and mortar has become a bit of a challenge for a multitude of reasons. You know, as a company, part of our ethos has become helping brands, big or small, grow their customer base for them to build relationships with people that love what they do. We don't think that there should be any barriers to doing that. When it comes to traditional online retail, we found that the sunk cost of having to buy products in bulk and in advance was a big burden for brands and oftentimes a risk that they weren't willing to take. After the purchase, someone has to pay for the pallets of product to be delivered. So when, you know, what I mean is when you're buying from another brand, you actually have to say, okay, I need those 100, say, bike helmets delivered over here. And that's going to cost $2,000 for it to actually arrive. So that's another cost as well. So we believe that products shouldn't be moved or shipped unless they are on the way to a customer that has already made a purchase. Having to store and ship new items can be quite challenging. Some brands don't have room in the warehouse or don't want to take on an increase in cost of their 3PL. We believe that a helmet company should be able to sell bikes, or a fashion brand should be able to sell cosmetics, or a cookware company should be able to sell olive oil and spices without knowing how to ship them or having to spend $10,000 or $25,000 on a big business-to-business order. We've removed that sunk cost and the need to ship products B2B, all while increasing average order value by offering complementary products to our brand's customers. Comparing Caro to drop shipping, we feel like we've taken all the good that comes from drop shipping, made it better, and added to it significantly. Now, you can sell products with a strong brand behind them that are very high quality, that ship quickly in great packaging. You can work with great brands that are responsive and attentive partners. Also, we've taken out all of the manual work and we've automated everything in the background. Not to mention, your product options just grew immensely. Our brands already have nearly 1 million products. No more customers asking where their order is or trying to return a product because it is low quality. Now you can have amazing products from the best brands on Shopify delivered quickly and beautifully. You can basically drop ship from Shopify Plus brands. And we already have about 10% of Shopify Plus using Caro already.
Now, as far as people opting in, so brands that are using Caro, let's say for the influencer side, and then have chosen to have their products available for others to retail because they're part of the brand partnership database, so to speak, how do the two parties meet each other and then make a decision that a partnership does make sense? It's still on brand for each other. And then I guess the financial arrangements of these two parties.
It's simple. Just we can start with the financial relationship. So both the retailing and the supplying brand agree to a revenue split. And when a sale happens, Caro distributes the appropriate portions of the sale to each brand. Yeah, and there's no waiting for that. It happens right after a sale occurs. So retailers make anything from 10% to even 60% of each sale. It all depends on the margins of the supplying brand's products and what they're willing to offer. Now, they discover each other through our brand directory. They can scroll through by category and find all different kinds of brands and actually reach out to them. In the future, they'll be able to just add the products directly to the store without even having to speak with the other brand. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a brand that wants to supply product and you would like to talk to each partner, you can opt for that. We have a manual option or we have an automated option. Mm-hmm. It all depends on what kind of relationships you want to have with your retailers, but we're trying to get it down to one click. Internally, we call this project One Click Retail. That's where we're trying to go. And so we're really excited about it.
This is amazing. So then how does Caro make money? Are you able to talk about, because you're offering some great tech and you're getting these two parties together. One side is offering up their product for sale. The other side has an incremental lift in revenue for them. And then Caro's in the middle.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a platform fee of 5% of each sale and a monthly subscription to be a part of our network and be listed in our brand directory. But right now, we aren't even charging our monthly subscription. So it's a great time to give Caro a try. Mm. Eventually, we will have tiered plans ranging from $0 all the way to an enterprise tier. And also for now, I know you were just talking about the influencer marketing side. That side of the product has no charge, though we will be charging a subscription in the future.
If you're interested in getting involved in influencer marketing and you know the importance of it and you don't like the fakeness that can come with the pay to play on right. other influencer marketplaces, I'd give Caro a try. Number one, it's free. Number two, it's your customers that have purchased from you and they analyze the social footprint of those customers and then you can make decisions on how you choose to want to work with them.
Those people should not be lost in your data sitting in your customer tab. You have no idea who they are or in your list with Klaviyo. You should know who those people are. And you know, a little bit later in the show, Steve, we're going to talk about how the influencer side of our platform comes together with the brand partnership side.
So let's talk about the people that are listening today, because that's the crux of the show is these entrepreneurs. If you were to get some advice today for those listening that would be early stage, What sort of advice would you give for them in their business journey?
The great thing about what we're doing at Caro is that we're ensuring that we can create a path of success for brands no matter their size or budget. Even if you're just getting started and don't have any sales yet, you can install Caro so that the second an influencer or a journalist in the press engages with your brand, you'll know about it and you'll be able to take action. Early relationships like this can be a game changer for someone that is working hard and just trying to get out there and build their store. Now, how do you attract those kinds of people? Well, it all starts with you, your store, your branding, your messaging, your why in quotes, like why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. It has to come from the heart, and you have to build a brand that is magnetic to people that believe what you believe, people that care about what you care about. Also, build a brand that is shareable. Create high quality products that I want to tell my friends about. Use packaging that makes me want to do an unboxing video on YouTube or on my Instagram story. Email me something that makes me laugh. Create posts on social media that make me stop scrolling. You can use your customer support channels to build trust and show that you care. And you should be constantly thinking about how you can get through all the noise and get your customers and future customers' attention. This isn't just about influencers. These are concepts that you can apply to everything that you do. Now, on the brand partnership side of things, think about who your customer is and what else are they buying? After a customer buys from you, what brand do they have on the next tab in their browser? You probably haven't thought about that before.
No.
AOV is a really important metric. So ask yourself, what products are complementary to yours? You shouldn't just sell a product to your customers. You should actually sell a solution. Now, oftentimes that solution is a combination of products. A great example of that is a bike, a bike helmet, and a bike pump and gloves. Now you're off to the races. If you were just selling one of those things, is that really as effective when you can actually sell them all? Building a great funnel, achieving a high conversion rate, and getting a lot of traffic to your store is hard. Mm-hmm. It takes time and patience.
Patience, yes.
Partnering with brands that are in the later stages can really help you jump over some of those hurdles around e-commerce. Also, partnering with like-minded brands of a similar size to yours is a great way to form connections and mutually beneficial relationships. Just like I mentioned with influencers, find other people that believe what you believe and that care about the same things. Which brands do you always see at conventions? Which other brands do influencers tag in their posts along with your brand? Which brands have you done successful giveaways with? Those are the brands that you should partner with.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir here. I'll just tell you, I will. Like, I'll tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a quick story here. With retail closing because of the pandemic, significant amount of retail is closing. And my wife said to me recently, she goes, Steve, like, where are we going to be able to buy kids' clothing? Because like a lot of the major retailers are closing up. There's lots of independents out there. And I mean, that's a good starting point to take a look at the labels and maybe go direct to consumer. And I mean, that's a starting point. And that got me thinking about like, maybe I need to build something around, you know, the baby and kid marketplace kind of initiative. What's the discovery engine? How do you think about and how do you curate a selection of Shopify brands that are in the baby and kid apparel market? It could expand into other parts of the baby and kid market. For her, she finds it very difficult outside of the major retailers to discover other amazing brands. Now, slowly over time through the mommy blogger sphere, you really got to be digging versus what I'm starting to think about now, and now that you've talked about this whole marketplace opportunity, this partnership arrangement between Shopify brands, it seems like it very well might be the piece of tech that required for the new brand that I'm in the midst of building right now and building relationships between the brand that I'm building and these partners over here on Shopify and making a curated selection, building a marketplace of discoverable baby and kids apparel.
That's so great to hear that you guys are making a store. That's fantastic. And that's exactly right. You guys probably already have a few companies that are on Shopify that are sort of like your North Star. You're really excited about
yes,
them.
Yes, 100%.
Those are the brands that you should be partnering with. And if you don't have any of those, we already do. And so you can actually find those brands already categorized in our directory and you can just reach out to them. So absolutely. We think that this is sort of the missing link.
It is indeed. So let's talk about the mid-market people. They likely have a very small team. They're eager to grow and scale. They might even be on Shopify Plus. But from your vantage point, what should a mid-market brand be working on today?
Well, the first thing is as you scale, treat everyone you interact with. This is something that's hard to scale, but I think it's really important. Every customer, influencer, brand, et cetera, as if they are going to go tell a friend about how their experience was. If you do this, when they do tell a friend, they'll be sharing positive feedback. It's something that is easy to do when you're getting three or four orders a day, but it's really hard to do when you're getting hundreds or thousands a day. And you can do a lot of that through automation, writing a really nice email or note, or making sure that you're checking your direct messages or chats on social media, et cetera, et cetera. Even partnering with reputable brands in your industry. It's just really important to nurture your most important relationships, something that's just critical.
I'm going to make sure that I put links in the show notes for details on this brand partnerships. I think this is a really exciting opportunity, and I'm glad it's two pieces of the puzzle here. It's finding influencers, and then it's also finding brands and expanding your product mix, or the other side, you're the brand and you would like to have your products available to others to retail on your behalf. I think it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so interesting because brands are sort of becoming personified now, where it's not just about the products that you sell. It's about who you are and what you stand for and who you sort of engage and interact with. And so as you begin to become public with influencers and with other brands as a brand, just realize that that's really an extension of who you are. It's something that's really important. It's a great way to get in front of new eyeballs and new visitors and even customers, and really just build your brand in a way that makes it a no-brainer to get a customer to make a first purchase. That is the most important thing in e-commerce, because from there you can continue to market to them and nurture the relationship. Mm-hmm. But really, I mean, I think that that is the ticket.
So what does this future look like for Caro? Are you able to share any North Star highlights, I guess, for the remainder of 2020? Got a lot of stuff going on here right now, but partner alignment, any other innovation outside of the brand partnerships? Just would love to hear how you're going to continue offering value to Shopify brands.
We have a lot of great stuff in the works. We're going to continue to build out our brand partnerships feature so that we can make it as easy as possible to list our products and your products in our directory. I think I mentioned that a little earlier. Even add new products to your store and retail your products in strategic ways. What I mean by that is upselling, cross-selling, bundling, recommending, et cetera, just making that really easy. We're also going to make it easy for like-minded brands to partner with each other so that they can help consumers shop by what they care about. This is another thing that's really a part of our company and our ethos. So whether it be female-founded companies partnering up, or eco-sustainable brands, or family-owned and operated brands, mission-based, vegan and cruelty-free products, et cetera, we believe brands are more than just the products that they sell, and that we can help like-minded brands partner up and tell their new and existing customers about who they are and what they care about, something that's really, really important to us. We also have some exciting features on the influencer side that blend Caro's features together. This includes partnering with influencers that already have Shopify stores and some deeper integrations with Facebook and Instagram so that influencers can sell your products directly from their social profiles. I'm sure you're aware, Steve, of the shop announcement from Facebook and Instagram.
Definitely.
Yes, really excited about that. And just talking a little bit about influencers that already have Shopify stores, Steve, we were just talking about, I think, FanJoy before we started the recording. A lot of major influencers have made merchandise in the past, like stuff with their name on it. And so 9 times out of 10, we found that those stores are on Shopify. So now they can add products from their favorite brands as well. So when you bring influencers into the equation of our brand partnerships feature, you create a new way for brands and influencers to work together and generate revenue together. It's not just traditional influencer marketing campaigns anymore, because now your products are actually getting added to their store. And since Caro already reveals the influencers that love your brand, this is the next logical step as you form a relationship with those influencers that Caro finds for you. By doing so, you're growing long-term mutually beneficial relationships with the same level of ROI tracking as your own Shopify store. Steve, I know that you're familiar with influencer marketing and mm-hmm. how to track ROI has always been a pain point in the industry.
Yeah.
Now it's as easy as when a sale happens on your own store. There's a lot more on the roadmap, but the rest is secret.
All right.
Yeah, we've got some stealth mode still.
All right. Fair enough. I just appreciate being almost worldwide exclusive, I think, for brand partnerships and sharing that mutual respect for each other and kind of what we're building and the education component that I'm trying to get out into the marketplace.
Been so great, Steve. I think we're just getting started as well.
So we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Yeah, sure. As I mentioned earlier in our episode, we've had the privilege of working with over 24,000 brands and 6 million influencers, and we've learned a lot from doing so. So if you're curious as to whether an influencer with a million followers has bought products from your store, or if a writer for Forbes has subscribed to your email list, or if you need a group of influencers that can come in and grow your brand with you, then you should try out Caro. It's really going to make a big difference. If you want to add new great products to your store and increase your AOV, or if you want to acquire new customers and grow your online retail presence, then you should try out Caro. It's completely free to see your influencers, and we've waived our monthly subscription for our brand partnerships feature. So you can find us on the Shopify App Store. We're Caro, that's C-A-R-R-O. We're really proud of what we built, and we'd love to help your brand thrive.
And we did speak offline just before recording, and I understand that you would like to share just more specific details on what the offers are for today.
Yeah, absolutely. So Caro will discover your influencers for free completely, and you can actually get listed in our brand directory and start making partnerships without any monthly subscription. It won't always be that way, but it is right now. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to offer that.
Thank you for that. I'll make sure it's in the show notes. It'll be ecommercefastlane.com/Caro. That's C-A-R-R-O. That will redirect to the landing page. So you can take Jason up and his team up on this offer. And, you know, just one parting note that I'm thinking today, you know, Shopify really does have a mission. I think you know this mission, but it really is to make commerce better for everyone. And listening to this conversation and chatting with you today, it appears to me wholeheartedly that I think Caro is really in tight alignment with wanting to help Shopify brands. I mean, in a lot of ways, improve efficiencies and grow revenue and lifetime loyalty. And I think that's great. I just want to thank you for getting on the show today, sharing your knowledge and your vision, this product update. It's really exciting times. And, you know, thanks for giving back to the Shopify ecosystem. And much appreciated.
Absolutely, Steve. It feels like we're really working in common cause. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by the team at Rewind. If you're a Shopify partner, join leading agencies like The Tap Room, Milk Bottle Labs, BVA, and more in the Rewind Agency Partner Program. You can earn up to $1,000 for recommending Rewind to your clients. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you're a merchant, feel confident and enjoy peace of mind that your store is always safe with automatic backups by Rewind. Learn more by looking up Rewind in the Shopify App Store or by visiting rewind.io. And make sure you mention E-commerce Fastlane Podcast and you'll get your first month absolutely free. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms. All with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.